You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, 70% of Americans take some sort of prescription drug. 70%. 7 out of 10 of us take some form of medicine. All right, that's kind of a lot. I don't know about you all. I know many of you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you love that because that's what keeps you in business. No. What keeps me in business is keeping people healthy. Okay? If I think too many prescription drugs are not keeping people healthy, okay, that's bad for all of us. All right? We're also going to talk about how another study has come out saying people that do pop painkillers and pain medications are putting themselves at risk for heart disease. In Los Angeles, it looks like every student is going to get an Apple iPad. Every student. It's going to be a $30 million tab for the L.A. school district, but they say that's the cheapest route. So every student's going to get an iPad. Flu season is going to be around the corner. We always say it's around the corner, even though it's like, you know, 5-6 months off. But still, I start to see flu when school starts to go back into session. And even though that's the earliest time, we start recommending flu shots early fall. And many of you say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I can't take a flu shot because I'm allergic to egg. Even though there have been some flu vaccines that were supposed to be egg allergy friendly, the government has now approved a new flu vaccine that is approved for people who do have egg allergies. For those of you that, you know, have always wanted a flu shot, can now get it. I know many of you tell me the flu shot makes you sick. We may also talk about that today if we have time. But the question I pose to you all right now, all right, you know, we're still all shocked and heartbroken with the loss of James Gandolfini, star of The Sopranos, many other movies, very talented actor, and his heart attack that happened at age 51. Autopsy report today confirms it was a heart attack. My question to you is there anybody else out there that you think needs a wake-up call? All right? The one of you had asked me, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, a couple days ago, if this was not predictable. Okay? James Gandolfini, again, may he rest in peace, bless his soul, did have a certain phenotype that many of us doctors look for and target when we want to prevent heart disease. Okay? He had a weight issue. There was an issue with him liking the bubbly alcohol. There was, and I'm not talking about hot tubs. I don't know if he liked hot tubs too, but that shouldn't matter. There was an affinity towards a type A type of personality, which a lot of us have. Okay, there were reports that he would be a little bit more ornery on the set, had a temper, would remember about 10 so years ago they were saying he would smack himself on the head just like Tony Soprano would, and it was him in real life. So, you know, maybe some anger issues, which many of us have. It's always hard to talk about somebody who's passed and isn't with us, but I want to use this as a teaching point for us on can we identify people who are in line for heart disease and prevent it. And I'm not just talking about heart disease. I'm talking about the big one, a massive MI. All right. Who out there in Hollywood, politics, anybody that you know that you think is on the road to this and needs us to kind of scream out a huge wake-up call? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, James Gandolfini was in his hotel in Rome, had gone into the bathroom. The son had noticed he wasn't coming out. So after a while, so he knocked on the door, no answer. The boy got hotel, he called down to the hotel, got hotel staff to come up, help him. They knocked down the door, and they saw his father collapsed on the ground in the bathroom. And so, you know, when we heard this news, you know, the discussion surrounded, well, you know, didn't the family know that he could have been at risk for heart disease? Where were the doctors? That's always the first thing people say. Well, where were the doctors? Okay, what the hell was his doctor doing? I don't know if he was seeing a doctor. I don't know. I don't know if he had cardiac tests. We don't know. All we know right now is they're saying it was a heart attack. It wasn't drugs, etc. Then a report comes out that witnesses say he was drinking cocktails, doing shots, having beers. The next question is does high alcohol consumption put you at risk for a massive heart attack? And we all know the answer to that, yes. Okay, holiday season around Christmas time, the worst time for people that could be at risk for a heart attack because of the drinking, because of the stress of the cold, you know, any stress surrounding a period of time puts people at higher risk for heart attack. Travel is a huge time for people having heart attacks. They're not in the regular bed. They're off their sleep cycle, etc. So can we predict who's going to get the heart attack? And who do you think is next? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. One of you asked me if James Gandolfini had sleep apnea. Again, we don't know that, but with his size, remember, James Gandolfini has what I like to call a linebacker build, okay? He has a pretty muscular upper torso. He's got a large neck. He has, we also don't know if we want to tie in baldness to it as well. Okay, sometimes you have men that have receding hairlines, losing their hair. Could that be an issue? Problem is many men's hair starts to thin. Not all of them. Okay, I mean, my father still had a full head of hair before he died. It was thinning, but it's more of that linebacker build. Upper torso, more narrow waist, smaller tushy type of thing. All right? Apparently he was very popular in high school. From what we understand, big flirt, one of the best looking guys in high school. So, you know, there's an advantage to that when you're younger. But when you're older, that could be the look for sleep apnea, high blood pressure, etc. Don't go away. Who needs a wake-up call in Hollywood? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all listening on XM Channel 244, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. Thank you so, so much. All right, so we're talking about stars who could be at risk for heart disease, any of us that could be at risk for heart disease. Are there any looks? Are there any behaviors? Even though we all kind of know that, you know, this may kind of seem like a common sense question, apparently it's not, because we have people that appear to fit a certain phenotype. And, you know, there's genotype and phenotype. Genotype is what's your genetic makeup. Phenotype is the expression of what those genes are. And there are certain phenotypes that I see all the time, yet I see them, unfortunately, engage in behaviors that could put them at risk even that evening for heart disease. All right. Now, mind you, I come from a family who is extremely stubborn. And, you know, I don't blame the death of my father on the doctor. I don't blame the death of my father on my mother, on any of the other family members. You know, it was his choice. You know, my problem with it, though, is he didn't leave that bad lifestyle. He was a heavy meat eater for a lot of time. But, I mean, he was a hard-working man. I mean, he wasn't really a couch potato. Wasn't into that much TV. Very rarely did I see him sit and relax and watch TV. He didn't smoke. He had a little bit of diabetes, a little bit of cholesterol, a touch of high blood pressure, all fairly controlled. But he got the big one, the massive MI. Now, back then, they weren't pushing sleep apnea studies. They weren't pushing as much as we push today. But I think a lot of people fit that look. And so the question to you was, which, I guess, if we could give a wake-up call to somebody in light of this tragic story of James Gandolfini dying of a massive heart attack, who should be next? All right? And sometimes we all need a wake-up call. One of you had asked me about Gerard Depardieu. I would say probably he has to be given a wake-up call, absolutely. Gerard Depardieu, the only time I really ever, I guess, learned of who he was his fabulous portrayal of one of the Musketeers in that Musketeer movie, Man with an Iron Mask. I think he did a phenomenal job. And then, I guess, he has now been banned, from driving because he fell off his scooter drunk. I guess he was fined. He's currently filming in Russia. But he's known to party. He's known to like to drink. He's a very large man. He's 64 years old. When I look at him, I get extremely nervous. Extremely nervous that he could possibly be at risk for a heart attack. John Candy was somebody who many of us loved. I love John Candy, a phenomenal actor, comedian, but he looked like somebody that would have had a heart attack. Chris Farley made me extremely nervous. I'm a huge fan of Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live and multiple other movies. When he would go into some of his routines, when he would start to scream and yell, and when his blood pressure would heighten in the middle of his acts, mine would too. I was extremely nervous of that man dying from cardiac complications. There were also issues with him, unfortunately, doing drugs, etc., and the body just couldn't take it anymore. But I don't want to say just obese people, all right? I don't want to say it's just obese. I mean, are there also more slender looking people that could also be at risk for a heart attack? Are there these type A's? What movie was it that made fun of? It wasn't Caddyshack. There was a doctor on Caddyshack, but that's not what I'm thinking. There was a movie that made fun of, it must have been back in the 80s, where the people of Wall Street or these high business types were always checking their blood pressure. And they were slim, they were in suits, but they just looked like people that were going to drop, all right? It's our job to be able to identify these people and give them a kick in the butt and say, look, you got to get your heart checked. And now, my guess is James Gandolfini was probably very similar to my father, where you can't, as a woman, go up to him and say, you need to get your heart checked. I mean, you know, my guess is many men out there, okay, you know, we're like, okay, you know, woman, I got this handled, okay? I don't need you nagging at me type of thing, which is exactly what my father did. All right, you know, he told my mom quit nagging him, and boy, could my mom nag. And me, he called me little girl, leave me alone. Little girl, leave me alone. All right, so there's no way. And I was afraid of my dad. I was not going to, you know, give him the tongue lashing that he needed, because I was still worried about heart. He just had that look. He had that earlobe crease. Okay, remember the earlobe crease? I taught you guys all about that. The earlobe crease has that linear, it's a diagonal line in the earlobe, a diagonal crease. It's called Frank sign, we for years called it an earlobe crease. If you aren't sure if you have it, have somebody take a picture of your earlobe and send it to me. I've posted the picture on Facebook and Twitter multiple times. That's a sign of high cholesterol or possible heart disease. It makes me nervous, makes me extremely nervous whenever I see that. Some of you have answered on some of my social media postings, who needs a wake-up call? Who should be given a wake-up call next in terms of heart disease. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bob writes, I think the whole country needs a wake-up call. I've had 4 open-heart surgeries because of bad luck. I recently wrote the soon-to-be average seller about it. Oh, he wrote a book. Bob Sluice wrote a book. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Boy, 4 open-heart surgeries. That's some crazy stuff. Well, I don't know the name of his book. I'm sorry. But he brings up the Pawn Star staff. Chumlee at Gold and Silver, the Harrisons. No, let me just say, I don't know if you guys have noticed. Pawn Stars, these guys have lost weight. They are looking good. Corey Harrison, Chumlee, they've been losing weight. They're doing phenomenal. They look great. If you look at the pictures back from 2009 to now, they've gotten on it. Rick Harrison, in fact, even on the show, they've talked about how very successful with starting to lose weight and body fat and their BMI. They're going about it right. I don't think they need a wake up call. They're already on top of it, and they're publicizing how they're on top of it. Another one has said DePardo. Yeah, we've talked about him. One of you have asked, doesn't the alcohol protect the heart? Okay, that's a good question. Does alcohol protect the heart? Okay, where that came from, great question, by the way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alcohol has been shown, okay, in some cases, to lower cardiovascular events and to lower cholesterol. We've even seen HDL rise, good cholesterol rise, with people who drink alcohol. But it's only of certain people with certain genotypes. You have other people who drink that will die. Okay? So we really aren't at the point now where I can on radio tell everybody to go and have a couple drinks. Because alcohol could actually raise blood pressure. Alcohol could actually put you at risk for a heart attack that night. You know, we always talk about, especially like binge drinking, that could definitely put you at risk for a massive heart attack. My father never drank alcohol, but a lot of people that have dropped dead of a heart attack had alcohol the night before. Like, we're having reports now that James Gandolfini, his dinner that night included shots and beer, etc. But again, that's eyewitness accounts, nothing that I think has been officially determined. All we know is the autopsy says James Gandolfini had a heart attack. We don't know if for sure there was alcohol in the system or anything else. So, you know, I'll have some patients. It's very interesting. My very slender alcoholic patients. Now, we're talking alcoholic. We're not talking people that have casual wine at night, okay, like one glass. We're talking about my heavy alcoholics that are slim, have very high HDLs. HDL, your good cholesterol should be between 40 and 60 to make me happy. Cardiologists may want it above 60. Yet my skinny alcoholics, their HDL is up in the hundreds. Blows my mind. I don't see any of my skinny alcoholics have a heart attack. Yet my overweight alcoholics have high cholesterol, medium HDL, and abnormal EKGs. It all depends on the body type. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show page. All right, so 70% of Americans are taking at least one prescription drug. More than 50% take two prescription drugs. Mayo Clinic researchers have conducted the study. They say antibiotics, antidepressants, and opioids for painkillers are probably the most commonly prescribed. They say 20% of patients are on 5 or more prescription medications, and these findings are published online in the Journal of Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Now, there's been some reports that doctors, if they prescribe differently, could possibly save money. I love it how the government thinks they could tell us doctors that they have the knowledge, right, to be able to tell us doctors how to prescribe. All right, we're the ones that went to school to learn how to prescribe and when to prescribe and when to follow our instincts. Okay, that's not something you just legislate. Okay, you take a paintbrush away from a doctor, he's not going to paint. right? Or he'll probably just take the whole bowl of paint and splash it all over the canvas and say, I'm out of here, kick the canvas down, and leave the studio. Yeah, is that a good analogy? I think that, no, not good. I'll work on one. I didn't prepare that one. That one just kind of pulled out of my sigmoid. Okay, yes, many people are on prescription medications, but why? Okay, why? Right? Well, let's take a look at what we want right now of people. We want them to not smoke. Okay, how many of my patients who smoked 20 years ago, all right, are now on an antidepressant or on a mood stabilizer? I'd probably say about 70%. All right, why? Because many of those people who smoked either had trouble getting off or they were smoking because that's what calmed them down. That's what helped them deal with certain issues. Same thing with drinkers. A lot of my drinkers that went to AA, they did a phenomenal job, which is why I think AA is one of the most powerful organizations out there that helps people quit drinking. Yet, many of them, they're on sleeping pills. All right? They were drinking because they couldn't sleep. So what did we do in the medical profession and in society? We got people off drinking. We got people off smoking, a lot of them. But we transitioned them to a pill. All right? What do you want, people? I mean, what do you want from us doctors? Okay? You don't want people smoking. You don't want people drinking. Fine. Mission accomplished. I think we've done a damn good job doing that. All right? But, you know, expecting people to be able to go from one vice to nothing is I think, a little bit more than can be handled by most. All right? And I don't want to start labeling people on medications as being weak. If somebody has insomnia, like what we've heard from a recent testimony with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, I guess, couldn't sleep for 8 weeks. 8 weeks. I mean, that's horrifying. So when you have somebody who has, okay, abnormal sleep, all right, do you want them driving? Do you want them operating equipment? We live in a society now where we can't have any disabilities if we want to keep our job. Yes, there are luckily companies out there that do hire people with physical disabilities, mental challenges, etc. But for the most part, you can't tell your boss, sorry, all right, I quit smoking and I'm just too grumpy and I just can't handle it. I can't come in today. You're not going to be able to keep that job for long. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the line from South Carolina. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. I do have a question to ask you about smoking. I do smoke myself, but I smoke cigars. I do not inhale them. But the question I have is, with the things that are put in the air, like, you know, sodium, whatever it is, fluoride or whatever that stuff is that's spraying up the air, and we're breathing in all kinds of chemicals and stuff, our bodies naturally have to develop some kind of resistance to this. Wouldn't you think in some cases smoking would be a good idea only to develop a resistance to chemicals and that type of thing so you're able to fight, foreign chemicals and things coming into your lungs from breathing?
I see your logic, and you would think maybe in some cases it does, but for the most part it doesn't, and the reason why is... remember I talked about how nicotine and cigarettes, not even the tobacco, but the nicotine and cigarettes paralyzes the cilia, which spews things out. That weakens your defense system, not to mention the particulates in tobacco. So rather than your body building up defenses like antibodies, it doesn't. In essence, smoking prevents the body from naturally doing what it needs to, which is why we still see so many lung cancer cases and people who live in polluted areas still get lung cancer, heart disease, etc., because it doesn't build up immunity like being in a daycare and these kids getting antibodies towards colds and viruses. Unfortunately, the smoke causes so much inflammation within the lungs and causes so much destruction of the cells that you lack that ability to gain, you know, any, like, thickening, so to speak.
Right. And also, not to mention the chemical ingredient in cigarettes. They put not only just tar and nicotine, but cat urine, formaldehyde, things like that, which, I mean, that can't be easy to, inhale, because a lot of people are smoking.
No, thanks, James, for calling. We just had another study coming out even saying third-hand smoke, which I talked about, can cause cancer. Third-hand smoke is the smoke that, I guess, clings to surfaces after the second-hand smoke has disappeared, and that residue gets more and more harmful over time. And third-hand smoke, even, they're finding could be even more toxic than pollution, as third-hand smoke causes changes in our DNA. I guess they did a study and they looked at how third-hand smoke can break down DNA strands, cause DNA damage, gene mutation, etc. I think probably what it is smoking is such a concentrated form in one small amount, as opposed to pollution is still mixed in with air, oxygen, carbon dioxide, the other air particulates, such that you're getting such a highly concentrated bolus when you smoke. But I mean, there are health benefits to smoking. We talked about that. Apparently, people who smoke are less inclined to get Parkinson's disease. We also see many smokers don't seem to have as much colitis issues, like ischemic colitis. Not that I'm saying go smoke by any means. I mean, the risks far outweigh any benefits that we've seen. But I do have to say that tobacco products have been studied, and they have found some, rare cases where the smoking actually protected the person. But for the long haul, no. Now, James also talked about not inhaling his cigar smoke. I've tried cigars. They're nice. I like them. I don't smoke them regularly. I probably average one every 15 years, and it's only for maybe, I don't know, a few minutes, because I really get nervous, not so much about try not to inhale them as much as you still have your mouth exposed to those particulates and carcinogens. If third-hand smoke damages DNA, imagine having chew. I chewed tobacco once in, it was disgusting. I chewed tobacco once in training. What had happened is our attending was chewing tobacco to stay awake in the morning. And so he handed everybody some, so we all kind of took some. And we were sitting there chewing tobacco during rounds, and boy, did it wake me up. But it was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. Not healthy for the mouth, people. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, we got Bill calling from North Carolina. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing today?
Not too bad. What's going on, buddy? My truckers. I love my truckers. Hey. Love them.
Yeah. Well, I quit smoking about 30 years ago. And I quit smoking pot about 5 years ago. Okay? I still have a phlegm that I cough up. Just like I've been smoking.
Huh. Boy, I wish this was television. I think we all would love to see that phlegm, wouldn't we? See, that's what stinks about radio. Somebody calls up with some big, juicy phlegm, and we can't look at it. Describe it for us, Bill. Some of us are eating. I'd love to get a better description. What color is it?
It's not a thick color green. It's just a normal, you know, it's like a white color or clear color.
And
sick. I haven't been sick in 6 or 7 years. So it's not a sick thing. It's just every once in a while I got to clear my throat. It's a big old hunk of phlegm coming up.
Do you take any medications?
Nope, none at all.
No medicines at all. Okay. And you said you quit smoking 30 years ago?
Yep. When I figured out I've been smoking for over half my life, 30 years ago, I quit smoking.
Oh, that's wonderful. But then you also brought up something about 5 years ago. What happened 5 years ago?
I quit smoking pot.
Oh, you quit smoking pot. Okay. So still, that should be, I mean, honestly, after 5 years, you still shouldn't be, you know, coughing up some gook. The only thing is you're, you know, if you're a trucker, you're in a whole variety of different topographs. And if I can make that word up, topography in terms of, you know, cities and different pollutants and different allergens. So to me, I would probably be thinking more allergic. But whenever somebody comes into my office with a big, juicy piece of phlegm, I like to culture that sucker. So maybe next time you see your doctor, you know, some of that into a cup for him and let him send it off to the lab just to make sure there's no bacteria or anything or fungal in there. Get a chest x-ray like you should. Anybody who's even a previous smoker should get a chest x-ray. The reason why I brought up medication is some blood pressure medications that end in ill, like finasteride, Zestril, etc., could give you a cough. But my guess is it's more the pollutants. Huh?
Doc, I know you're going to hate me for this, but I don't have a doctor. I haven't been to the doctor in I don't know how long. I can't even tell you how many years it's been.
You know why I don't hate you for that, Bill? Because you're a trucker. And you guys make this country rock, so I can never get mad at you. The only truckers I don't like are the ones that don't listen to my show. But here's the thing. You sound like you're, if you quit smoking 30 years ago, you said that's half your life. If my math is correct, you're in your 60s?
Yeah, I'll be 60 next month, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so congratulations. Oh, you're a Cancer, right? Is that Cancer?
Oh, I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo. Oh, I dated a lot of Leos. Okay, that's a whole other story for a different day. So what I suggest then is, you know, where's your main city that you live in? Because you're all over the place.
I live down in Florida.
Okay, so there's good doctors there. All right, so I would, I mean, what state doesn't? All right, there's good doctors everywhere. You need to check up. If you're turning 60 and you used to smoke, get that EKG, get that chest x-ray, get some blood work done, get that PSA before Obamacare says you can't. Remember, Obamacare's kicking in. You got to drive. I would hightail it down to the doctor like now before Obamacare kicks in. And then also get a bone density scan if you're turning 60. And my guess also is you haven't had a colonoscopy. And we're going to need details on that colonoscopy also, Bill. I'm expecting full details. Got it?
I was going to say, I might ought to come to Las Vegas and let you be my doctor, but I don't know if you're going to do a colonoscopy. I might not.
I'm not licensed to do a colonoscopy, unfortunately, so I won't be able to do it. But I'll definitely give you a bunch of packs of KY. So when you do see the GI doctor, make sure they are cutting corners because of Obamacare. Make sure they got the extra lube. To get the job done right. Sounds good?
No.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill, for calling. And get yourself to a doctor before I think about it anymore and get really mad at you. All right. Take care. God bless. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I told you guys about my first colonoscopy, right? No, quit moaning. This is important. I go in for my first colonoscopy. I was in my 30s. Because we had, you know, high family history. And, you know, I'm lying there. You know, I'm not really naked because they give you a gown. But for the most part, I could feel the air conditioning in areas I never thought I could. Okay, let's just put it that way. So, you know, I decided to kind of lean, you know, look towards my behind. And you saw the big colonoscope. I've seen them and I've done colonoscopies in my training. I just, being a family doctor, I just don't do that in my own practice. When you're in a city and you do colonoscopies, when you're not a gastroenterologist, your liability just shoots up multiple fold, and I don't want to give lawyers any excuse to say something went wrong because I wasn't a GI doctor. So even though I can do colonoscopies, I choose not to. Plus, the cost of KY is going up. So I'm looking at the scope, and I mean, it's long. We're talking multiple feet lengths, and I follow it all the way down to the little camera. And then on the table where the camera is just about ready to sit, you see a little baby, you know, 4x4 piece of gauze and a little baby droplet of KY on there for the doctor. A little baby droplet. We're talking no bigger than a dime. Now, the anesthesiologist is about to put the anesthesia in. So I start yelling, what the hell is this? Crack open another tube of KY. This is ridiculous. There's no way that that drop of KY is going to lubricate this whole damn scope. And then I don't remember what happened after that because they shoved the propofol in. But make sure there's... Now, I was able to walk. I was fine after the colonoscopy. My most recent colonoscopy that you guys saw on Facebook, that plenty of KY. In fact, the hospital ordered extra just for me. So it was very smooth sailing, if I could use that term. But always kind of take a peek and make sure. Now, speaking of smoking... They say the stress of the September 11th attacks actually caused 1 million former smokers to retake up the habit. They say the study found the number of smokers actually increased by 2.3% in this country after the terrorist attack. I don't blame them. I don't blame people for smoking. I mean, that was horrifying. Still, you know, when you look at the pictures... I'm looking at a picture right now of the two towers and the next airplane going into the second tower. That picture, it's just so shocking, it makes your heart stop. But they say the Oklahoma City bombing, however, didn't affect the smoking rates as much. All right? I mean, you know, the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing was, you know, horrific and scary and blood-curdling as well. But they say 9/11 caused 1 million people to return back to smoking, according to this one story. You know, I tell you, I go a lot easier on my patients who smoke, especially if they're vets or in the military. I mean, who am I, who's not in the military, to tell these guys that put their life on their line and gals, right, to not smoke? Yes, I'll, you know, warn them of health risks, etc. But as far as I'm concerned, these guys can do whatever the heck they want because they've seen whatever. All right, and how, whatever they need to do to get through what they need to get through, all right, I'm just going to be there for support. But when we go back to the study saying 70% of people are on prescription medications, okay, and we're going to probably talk about this a little bit more in the next hour, all right, if some of them are high blood pressure medications, some of them are diabetes medications, cholesterol medications, let's stop before we start insulting doctors, which I know is going to happen. Everybody likes to insult doctors, right, especially one very notable one on the radio about pharmaceuticals. But if these medications are helping people cope, if these medications are keeping people alive, I'm for it. What I'm not for is if medications such as like narcotics are being linked to heart disease and heart attack. Then I have a problem, okay? Because the Hippocratic Oath says do no harm. Whoever wrote the Hippocratic Oath knew what the hell he was talking about. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk about this new flu shot and anything else I feel like talking about after I 10-100. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.